Educate client on minimizing identity theft risks. Cybersecurity is defined as the practice of protecting computer systems, networks, and data from cyber threats like unauthorized access, attacks, or damage. Clients can minimize identity theft risks by investing in cybersecurity measures or systems, and by educating themselves on how many such crimes are perpetrated by fooling the individual into disclosing their private information. Millions fall victim yearly to various frauds and scams that begin with deceptive communications. These schemes typically arrive as emails, text messages, or phone calls cleverly disguised as coming from reputable organizations that consumers trust. The fraudulent messages often request verification or updating of personal information under seemingly legitimate pretenses. Alternatively, they may contain links to fake websites, such as those offering credit repair services designed to trick people into voluntarily submitting sensitive personal details. Encourage clients to prioritize guarding against identity theft and to be cautious with their personal and financial information. To enhance cybersecurity and reduce the risk of falling victim to fraud or scams, the client should consider the following tips. Watch out for email or text messages that urge the client to click on links, as these could install harmful software on their device. This malware might enable criminals to monitor their activities and steal their personal information. Hover over URLs to verify that the visible text and the underlying link are the same, and hover over text to verify that the URL is going to the expected site. Treat with skepticism any emails or calls asking the client to update or confirm their personal details. Remember that genuine organizations already have their information and would not request it through unsecure channels. Double-check a message's authenticity by reaching out to the sender directly. Rather than using the contact information provided in the message itself, look up the organization's official phone number or email address independently. If an offer seems suspiciously generous or amazing, it is probably a scam. Be wary of anyone who sends the client checks, money orders, or electronic payments. Be suspicious of unexpected offers that pressure the client to respond quickly. Make sure the client's social media privacy settings are properly configured to prevent strangers from accessing their personal information. Check out apps thoroughly before downloading them, and do not trust an app just because it has a name similar to the client's bank or another familiar company. Be wary of any offers that pressure the client to send funds quickly by wire transfer or involve another party who insists on secrecy. Watch out for offers right after a disaster. Quick reporting improves the client's chances of recovery and helps authorities take action. The first agency the client contacts may handle their case directly or refer them to a more appropriate agency. Federal violations should be reported to the responsible enforcement agency. The client's complaints help document abuse patterns that can trigger company investigations. For suspected fraud, report to the Federal Trade Commission, which enters complaints into Consumer Sentinel, a database accessible to law enforcement agencies. If mail or interstate delivery services were involved, contact the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, as misusing mail for theft or misrepresentation is illegal. Educate client on steps to prevent identity theft. Help clients protect themselves from identity theft. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, offers several recommendations. Always shred or destroy documents containing identifying information, like account and social security numbers. Do not give credit card numbers over the phone. Do not respond to unsolicited emails asking for personal information, like account or social security numbers. Review credit card statements monthly and report suspicious charges right away. Always balance and reconcile checking accounts monthly and report suspicious charges right away. Request a copy of your credit report annually and report anything unusual or suspicious. When someone steals a social security number and credit information to open fraudulent accounts, like credit cards or cell phone plans, and then fails to pay them, these defaults damage a credit profile. Here are three strategies to help shield the client from identity theft. Credit freeze, a security measure that restricts access to an individual's credit report, making it harder for identity thieves to open new accounts in their name. A security freeze is the most effective protection against identity theft, blocking the client's credit history from being shared with potential creditors and preventing thieves from opening new accounts. Clients can still monitor their reports for suspicious activity and temporarily unfreeze them when applying for legitimate credit. However, freezes only prevent new accounts from being opened, not the misuse of existing accounts. To activate it, contact each of the three major credit bureaus individually. Fraud alert. A notice placed on an individual's credit report that warns lenders to take extra steps to verify identity before approving new credit, often used when identity theft is suspected. A fraud alert is an alternative identity theft protection method that adds a statement to the client's credit report requiring creditors to verify their identity before issuing new credit, though it is less effective than a security freeze. Initial fraud alerts last for 1 year and can be renewed. Extended alerts last 7 years but require an identity theft report from law enforcement, which can be obtained through www.identitytheft.gov. When creditors receive applications, they must contact the applicant directly to confirm permission before proceeding with any new accounts. While technically only one credit bureau needs to be contacted to place a fraud alert, since they should inform the others, it is safer to request the alert from all three major bureaus separately to ensure complete protection. Credit Lock. A tool provided by credit bureaus that allows an individual to quickly restrict and restore access to their credit report, helping prevent unauthorized credit checks or new account openings. This product prevents creditors from accessing the client's credit report, similar to a credit freeze. However, it is a voluntary product, not governed by federal or state law, which means there are fewer legal protections for the consumer if something goes wrong. Additionally, it often comes with a fee.